It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, May 8th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Western Slope has had a brief respite from the rain today. John Kyle with the National Weather Service says that the storms have brought some much-needed moisture.
Yeah, we've had since about mid-April a couple of really strong lows that have passed over the area and that have dumped notable amounts of rain in the area and a little bit of snow in the higher elevations.
He says that the worries over drought this year haven't gone away.
We went through most of the winter and early spring with pretty big deficit in the mountains for snowpack. And these last two or three storms that I mentioned have improved that, but it hasn't alleviated our drought concerns. You know, we're optimistic for some precipitation. Whether or not it's going to be enough to break out of the drought is another story.
Kyle says another inch or two of rainfall could bring us to average levels. Healthcare is important to everyone, but the cost can be prohibitive for some, even with insurance. Tomorrow, the Lake City Annual Health Fair will take place, giving those in the area a chance to get screened. This is Gudrun Durman, a medical assistant at the Lake City Medical Center and the event's organizer.
Many of the communities in Colorado and in other states do these health fairs because we offer a lot of free screenings of common issues. People will find things that they're not aware of and then can take care of it. And a big part of it also is just education about health and well-being, because it's our goal is more to keep people healthy and have them live a healthy life rather than, you know, just treating an illness.
She says issues ranging from diabetes to glaucoma to cancer have all been found at these free screenings. A full spectrum blood test can also be performed at a reduced rate. Severance tax is a vital source of funding for communities across Colorado. This tax applies to revenue the state collects from mining and energy extraction. Half of these funds go directly to communities affected by these activities. The other half becomes grants for infrastructure and economic development projects. In our second story in a three-part series on severance taxes, KVNF's Laura Pomisano looks at some of the severance tax projects on the Western Slope.
We have just under 1 million gallons of hot natural springs water that flows into the pool.
That's Patrick Rondinelli, the city administrator for Uray. He's giving me a tour of the Uray Hot Springs pool.
There have always been ponds in the early years that were in this location. And then finally, in the late 1920s, a formal swimming pool was built on this very site. And it's been maintained in that condition. In some variation, you know, there's been some changes made to it, but basically in this same very site all these years.
Rondinelli says Uray closes the pool in the spring for about a week to clean it and do basic repairs. The pool attracts about 135,000 visitors a year and is a major tourism draw for the small mountain community.
We're in desperate need to really upgrade this facility. The life cycle of the existing pool and the existing bathhouse have come to an end.
And with the help of a $200,000 grant from the Department of Local Affairs, the city will develop a master plan to reconstruct the pool. This grant is one of more than 500 DOLA gave out over the past 2 years, according to data from Rocky Mountain PBS iNews. Rondinelli calls these severance tax grants critical to Colorado communities.
For a small community our size, those costs to run, for example, a water system are just as much as they are in the bigger cities. We don't have that tax base or that fee base that a lot of those other communities have, and so we really rely on those severance tax dollars to assist us.
He says Uray has also used the funds to upgrade its water treatment system and repair roads. On the Western Slope, severance tax projects include funding for a new fire station in Ridgeway, a school-based health clinic in Delta, water line repairs in Lake City, a shooting complex in Palisade, and a recreation center in Montrose.
Tracking the whole history, it's probably going on almost 2 decades of effort to bring a recreation center to Montrose.
That's Ken Sherboneau, the executive director of the Montrose Recreation District. He's at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new center.
So it's going to offer something for every age and every interest. It's really going to make a great contribution to the quality of life in Montrose.
DOLA gave the Recreation District a $1.9 million grant to help build the facility. These funds haven't always been available, though. In 2009, the state froze the severance tax grant program for 4 years because of the recession. DOLA started giving out grants again in 2013. Chantal Unfug, the program's director, says communities that were hoping to get funding put projects on hold. She says once the grant started back up, municipalities had to revise their plans.
Local governments usually plan 4, 5, and 6 years in advance for budgeting for their capital construction. So we're just now starting to see the demand coming back in this last 6 months. In fact, we're now having more than double the demand of the dollars.
Back at the Ouray Hot Springs pool, Rondinelli says it was tough when the state suspended the program. Additionally, this year lawmakers diverted $20 million away from severance tax revenues to cover gaps in the state budget.
You know, that was understandable during those recession years where they pulled a lot of money from the severance tax. They pulled over $150 million at that time.
He says now that the state is doing well, it isn't fair to communities to continue to take those funds away.
It's hard for us to understand when we're still suffering the impacts of that recession and the lack of funding that was there then, and trying to get all those projects that have been delayed and put on the side caught up now, and here we're seeing those funds pulled away again.
Many state lawmakers say severance taxes brought in more revenue than expected. That's why they say it makes sense to use a portion of that money to shore up other parts of the budget. However, that means there will be more competition for available funds. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Tune in next week for the final installment in our look at severance taxes. The last day of the legislative session was Wednesday. As Benta Berkland reports, lawmakers passed a law reducing student testing and more.
Lawmakers also gave approval to a set of pay raises for themselves and other elected officials, including county and executive branch. But in the session's waning moments, other measures weren't so lucky. Colorado will remain the only state in the country where it is illegal to collect small amounts of rain from your roof.
I don't want to adversely impact those in agriculture, but I think those in an urban environment are wanting to engage more meaningfully on water issues in Colorado. That's precisely what we need.
That's Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango, who voted for the bill. It would have allowed people to collect equivalent to about one kiddie pool full of water. Some Republicans worried it could impact downstream users. The measure was laid over for a vote on the second to last day of the session. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And finally, first responders in Pueblo staged an emergency drill at the Pueblo Chemical Depot Wednesday. The annual drill involved local, state, and federal officials and included other mock incidents outside of the Army facility. Greg Mayhall is the Chief of Public Affairs for the U.S. Army Chemical Materials Activity.
We try to do that because we want to stress the responders in this time of response, because an accident probably will never happen. The probability is very low. But if it did happen, there could be other things happening in the community.
The Pueblo Chemical Depot is one of two remaining facilities in the country charged with storing and destroying chemical weapons. Stay tuned for DJ MJ and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.